Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we begin our day with God. Last week, we introduced a new series entitled Keeping Hope Alive. Keep Hope Alive. And we will continue in that series today with the topic of the psychology of hope. Our scripture comes out of Psalm 39 and 7, and it reads, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." Why hope? From the tenuous bonds that connect us with one another to the ever-present vulnerability we share as humans in a chaotic world, our lives are forever saturated in the possibilities of catastrophe. Bad things, often tragic things like accidents, illness, and ultimately death, happen to people every single day. We know this, yet we are tasked with finding ways of moving forward in a world where nothing is guaranteed. How then do we move forward? We look for hope, the expectation that things will get better. Hope is important because it helps us to cope with stress and anxiety. It helps us manage adversity, and it improves our well-being and our happiness. Hope is not always easy to find, but it is always worth seeking. It is the light that guides us through the darkness, and it gives us the strength to keep going even when things are tough. The need for hope. In our sector of our community, people are talking about hope. In all sectors, they are acutely aware of the strain and the impact that 21st century living has created. I need not list them. However, those searching for hope are often the casualties of this tumultuous, demanding, always-on society. They result in depression, anxiety, and mental decline in general. These pressures not only exert stress on mental wellness of our society, but also on our personal physical health. Observe the increasing incidence of high blood pressure, cancer, heart attack. The mind and the body are fragile. They were not built for the continual trauma and stress that have now become business as usual in our world today. According to the study Stress in America, Concern for the Future, it shares information that the United States population has experienced an intense range of stressors over the past few years. COVID-19, racial injustice, political divisiveness have dominated news cycles and social media. This report shows a battered American psyche facing a barrage of external stressors that are mostly out of our personal control. The survey found a majority of adults are disheartened by government and political divisiveness, daunted by historical inflation levels, and dismayed by widespread violence. We can only hope. Why? Hope is both a feeling and a motivation, a powerful force for good in our lives. It can help us cope with difficult times and to persevere in the face of challenges. It has been described as a shield, a path, and a powerful protector. This is especially true when we face life-threatening illness or insurmountable challenges in our lives. Hope is a complex emotion that is critical for the times in which we live. As we embrace the belief that better days are possible, we are motivated to continue to move forward. It is exactly what is needed to persevere during these difficult times. With hope, we can find ways to oppose the dread of life's danger. Hope is critical to our future, both individually and collectively as a society. Therein lies the reason we must continue to hope. This week, we have focused on our human need for hope. Next week, we will begin to explore hope as our faith response to the challenges of 21st century living. As believers, our hope is built on a sure foundation based on the fidelity and the faithfulness of God. That's it for today. And if you would like to find hope for these trying times, we invite you to develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to do so today. He is our source of hope. He is our source in the times that we live in, that we can look forward expectantly based on his promises and who he is as God. To do that, you can go to our website, itwministries.org, click on the invitation tab, and move from that point into how to begin gaining hope that is built on a sure foundation, that is an anchor for our lives, that is the reason that we can continue each day. Share this podcast with your friends and family. Again, these are very tumultuous times that we're in. Let them know that we wait on the Lord because he is our hope. Thank you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week as we continue our series on Keep Hope Alive. Bye-bye.